This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom Peavy. The Taliban say they do not want to monopolize power, but they do insist there will not be peace in Afghanistan until there is a negotiated government in Kabul and President Ashraf Ghani is removed. In an interview with the Associated Press, the Taliban spokesman Swail Shaheen, who was also a member of the group's negotiating team, laid out the insurgent's stance on what should come next in a country on the precipice. The Taliban swiftly captured territory in recent weeks, seized strategic border crossings, and are threatening a number of provincial capitals. Advances have come as the last U.S. and NATO soldiers leave Afghanistan. Firefighters on Friday declared the end of their search for bodies at the site of a collapsed Florida condo building, concluding a month of painstaking work removing layers of dangerous debris that were once piled several stories high. The June 24th collapse at the Oceanside Champlain Towers South killed 97 people, with at least one more missing person yet to be identified. The site has been mostly swept flat, and the rubble moved to a Miami warehouse, although forensic scientists are still at work, including examining the debris at the warehouse. There are no more bodies to be found where the building once stood. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has made a rare visit to Tibet as the authorities tighten controls over the Himalayan region's traditional Buddhist culture, accompanied by an accelerated drive for an economic development. State media say Xi visited sites in the capital, including the former palace that was home to the Dalai Lamas. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.